Over the weekend, finance ministers and other officials from around the world were here in Washington for the spring meetings of the World Bank and International Monetary Fund. The meetings went off relatively smoothly. Finance ministers and central bank presidents who represent the IMF's 183 member nations predicted that the current global economic slowdown will be short-lived. They agreed with the U.S. government that the IMF should focus more on preventing crises and develop a better early warning system. NPR's Kathleen Schock reports.
Speaking to reporters after yesterday's full schedule of meetings, IMF Deputy Managing Director Stanley Fischer sounded upbeat, even about some of the world's current financial trouble spots.
There is a global slowdown taking place, but the international community is helping the countries most affected, which are Turkey and Argentina. We're very close to signing an agreement with Turkey and one with Argentina, possibly a day or two later, and there was unanimous and very strong support for the actions the fund proposes to take in both these cases.
Participants also agreed that the world's poorest nations need more help. The World Bank released its annual Development Indicators report, showing that 1.2 billion of the world's 6 billion people live on less than $1 a day. It pointed out that the number of desperately poor people in sub-Saharan Africa is growing, and that the amount of development assistance flowing to that region is not. Officials touted trade as one way to shore up growth and fight poverty. They agreed that wealthy countries should scale back the agricultural subsidies and other barriers that make it hard for poor countries to compete. They also discussed creating a major new global fund to fight AIDS, TB, malaria, and other infectious diseases. Britain's Chancellor of the Exchequer, Gordon Brown, currently chairs the IMF's policy-setting board.
This is a major initiative that is being considered, and rightly so, because we have major unaddressed problems that it is our duty together to both examine and act upon.
Currently, Brown says, only 10% of pharmaceutical research goes into fighting the diseases most devastating to 90% of the world's population, and that needs to change. Details of the plan may be announced this July, when leaders of the world's wealthiest nations hold a summit in Italy. The calm atmosphere inside and outside the meetings was a far cry from the situation last year. Then 10,000 protesters came to denounce the World Bank and IMF and to try to shut the meetings down. Police fought back with pepper spray. 1,200 demonstrators were arrested. This year, the barricades were up again as a precaution, and police were out in force, but only about 200 protesters showed up. Police escorted the peaceful group through the almost deserted downtown streets, and there were no arrests. Organizers of this year's protests insist the issues haven't gone away. They say the World Bank and IMF should stop forcing the world's poorest nations to repay their debts and should simply write them off. But the lending institutions say they're already forgiving much of the debt and can't afford to do more. Seth Amgat of Oxfam says he's disappointed, but not all that surprised.
The danger is, I guess, without a lot of protesters outside, that it reverts to business as usual.
But after last year's pandemonium and previous years when financial leaders were scrambling to contain a global economic crisis, business as usual may have been welcome. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.